This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off with a somewhat quirky but very feel-good story from the USA. Recently, you would have heard us cover the death of Gilbert Baker, the creator of the rainbow flag. Well, now you can actually pay homage to him with a new font. Basically, so Gilbert Baker was the artist and advocate who created the first rainbow flag. He was also an activist across many, many years. And his recent passing inspired a community arts and media organisation called NewFest and the organisers of New York City Pride to create this a very fitting 21st century tribute.
And it was also created with a huge advertising giant, Ogilvy and Mather, who were a huge international advertising agency.
And you know what they called the
big
font?
Big names.
You do, because written down. They call it Gilbert. I like that.
I love the font.
I'd use the font Gilbert. Yeah, well, now we've actually just posted this on our Facebook page. If you go to W3Joy, you can see what it looks like. And it is a very groovy, funky font, I must say. Full of colour and shape and life. The team indicated that they're hoping for feedback on the design, which was created with artists at FontSelf. And you can find out, you can actually have a look at the font and make use of it at typewithpride.com. But go to our Facebook page, leave us a comment. We'll pass that on.
That's W3Joy. Now, moving on to some breaking news in Taiwan. Taiwan's top court will make an official ruling on the constitutionality of marriage equality on May 24th. Now, the Secretariat confirmed on Monday that the 14 Grand Justices of Taiwan's Constitutional Court will reveal their decision on that date. That's not very far away. Now, city government officials and lawyers for LGBTI activists have presented arguments to the court, and they argued marriage equality should be legal because Taiwan's constitution says all citizens, irrespective of sex, shall be equal before the law. Basically, what that means is if the Constitutional Court agrees with that, then marriage equality automatically becomes a thing
in Taiwan. This is another one of those countries where it's the judicial system which is being used to test whether same-sex marriage becomes law.
The judiciary tends to be a little bit more ahead of,
progressive,
shall we? Than the legislature. So if justices agree with the interpretation, it will legalise it. Now, a marriage equality bill was introduced into the country's parliament in December. The court's ruling would override any parliamentary decision. And the marriage equality advocates are pushing for changes via the constitution rather than creating a unique law for LGBTI couples because they argue that a separate marriage legislation makes them feel like second-class citizens.
And the country's president has spoken out in support of marriage equality. Hasn't yet got there, but she has been quite vocal in her support.
Dragging her feet until she gets a second term is what the activists on the ground are saying.
So, I'm just saying it could have an influence on the judiciary if they think that there is support at very high levels within government.
So let me get this straight. Basically, it appears that marriage equality would have always been legal, and it's just we're now acknowledging
it's testing what the law is. So the
clarifying court, the constitution.
The court will clarify the interpretation of the constitution.
Yeah, so if it's not illegal, then it's legal.
Yeah, not everything's black and white. Let's have a look at Malaysia.
Now, not such good news in Malaysia, where faith healers who try to cure LGBT problems could be permitted into hospitals.
What?
Yep. Well, Malaysia's health ministry is permitting forms of so-called spiritual healing. The practitioners claim can cure so-called LGBT problems. So this is kind of in line with that stuff we've seen in the US before. But these guys, under a policy on traditional and complementary medicine, Malaysian hospitals are allowed to offer a string of practices that are totally unproven and have no scientific evidence.
And you're a scientist, so you do know these things.
I am a scientist.
But it does sound a bit of fun. If somebody could try and cure LGBTI-ness by giving massage, I mean, I'd be up for giving that a go. Sounds pretty good to me.
Just keep trying. You'll get it right.
Their methods include massage, acupuncture, and herbal therapy.
Yeah, I think there are ways to actually get rid of LGBT problems.
I wonder if they need, they need test cases. They need volunteers to try to get evidence on this.
Yeah, well, it's illegal in some parts, so I'm not sure I'd want to go to someone who's going to put acupuncture in me.
Maybe we'll stick to the massage. Yeah.
Psychiatrists and religious groups in the country are lobbying for the adoption of what they're calling Islamic psycho-spiritual therapy. That's just scary by name.
Yeah. Mm. The Director General of the Institute of Islamic Understanding of Malaysia said Islamic psycho-spiritual therapy must prove itself capable to help in rehabilitating emotional disturbance, anxiety and depression. These also involve other psychosis disorder, personality disorder and problems involving the LGBT.
Researchers have expressed concern at the lack of standards in the field. Yeah. As a scientist, is that a concern you would share?
Just a little bit. Across to Iran now.
Now, this story is nowhere near as good. Now, trigger warnings all over the place for this, I'm afraid. More bad news from Iran. Police have raided a party, tortured 30 men, outed them to their families and forced them to write down the names of their LGBTI friends. The Iranian Railroad for Queer Refugees, IRQR, have reported police have arrested, attacked and physically beaten more than 30 men in a raid of a private party. Authorities fired their guns while seizing the men in the Esfahan province. They detained the men from ages 16 to 13 at the Revolutionary Guard Militia Station and then transferred them to prison. A few days after the arrests, all the families were informed that their sons were arrested for sodomy. A special prosecutor has been assigned to their cases and they were charged with sodomy, drinking alcohol and using psychedelic drugs. It was reported that prisoners will be subjected to horrific anal examinations in order to provide evidence of homosexual acts to the court. Anal examinations obviously is in reference to an act deemed to be torture by human rights groups. We've talked about these on World by Wave numerous times in the past.
And they're forbidden under international law.
Absolutely. These probes involve examining someone's anus to see if they've been penetrated, checking for traces of semen, and taking a picture to study the shape of the anus. If it is wider, the more likely the person has engaged in gay sex, according to this widely discredited 19th century test. It's forbidden under international law, as you were saying. And this has created chaos in Iran, as Iran has a well-documented history of persecuting LGBTI people. And same-sex activity in Iran is punishable by imprisonment, corporal punishment, or by execution.
Over to the USA, where a federal appeals court has ordered Texas to pay about $600,000 to cover the legal fees for two same-sex couples who defeated the state's ban on same-sex marriage in a protracted court battle. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit awarded $585,000 in attorney's fees and about $20,000 in costs arising from the challenge to the plaintiffs in the case, which were two same-sex couples. They said on the outcome, "We're thrilled. Our lawyers did an outstanding job." Also, one of the couples said, "It's frankly a waste of taxpayer money to have fought the ability of two people who love each other to marry."
The Texan Attorney General's office issued a statement. "We are disappointed in the ruling and are considering our next steps."
It's actually not the only state doing this. And as someone who spends quite a bit of time in the States, there's a surprising number of them over there that are wasting taxpayers' money at a state level trying to block equal marriage, even though it's law at the federal level and they can't actually overrule it. But they're doing it because even though it's a huge waste of taxpayers' money, it appeals to certain constituents. And it helps them with their...
So what, just propaganda, expensive propaganda?
Basically, yeah. You would think that conservatives who are very concerned about wasteful spending would probably be angry at that sort of thing, but oh, well, there you go.
And in brief, a study in India's Gay Arranged Marriage Bureau revealed about 753 of 769 Indian families disowned their LGBTI family members. These figures work out to only 2% of Indian families accepting their LGBTI children.
In the USA, a Christian-based youth homeless shelter is facing a backlash after it rejected a $3,000 donation from a charity performance of the Portland Gay Men's Choir.
And in Germany, police foiled a bomb plot at a pro-LGBTI demo outside the Russian embassy in Berlin. And that's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.